Track 14. Now turn left from the front of the church and walk north on Mott Street to Pell Street. Turn right on Pell Street. This was the heart of Old Chinatown and remains a thriving Asian neighborhood today. As you walk down Pell Street and turn right on Doyer Street, notice the kinds of businesses located there. In addition to restaurants and shops, this is a haircut destination with at least 15 Asian-run barbershops and hair salons where people come from miles around to get their hair properly cut by an Asian barber or hairdresser. Continue down Doyer Street. This windy street was created before the street grid for Manhattan was laid out and probably followed an old cart path past Henry Doyer's distillery, where the post office is today. The bend in the street became known as Bloody Angle because Chinese gangs fought turf battles here in the 1910s and 1920s. Continue down Doyer Street to the Bowery. This bustling area was the Times Square of the 19th century. Bars, theaters, and dance halls lined the avenue, and at night the place buzzed with activity. The Bowery served as the poor man's Broadway, offering cheap theater, cheap booze, cheap eats, and cheap sex. Two young Jewish men, later Americanizing their names to Al Jolson and Irving Berlin, got their start as singing waiters here. A contemporary described these saloons as being filled with
soldiers, sailors, working men, cooks, ladies of the pavement, and their impresarios who live upon their earnings. At a rickety piano sat a hard-working mechanic in shirt sleeves. A youth in a striped sweater stood alongside and roared out dismal melodies in a beer-saturated voice.
Look up the Bowery to the left. If you were a time traveler into the past, 150 years ago, you would have seen Little Ireland, replaced 50 years later by Little Italy and a miniature Chinatown. To the right, Little Germany and the Jewish Lower East Side. Today, the area is predominantly Asian and increasingly Latino, adding even more ethnic groups to those who have made this area their home. As you saw on this walk, neighborhoods offer many clues to their past. If you look slowly and carefully at plaques, memorials, statues, food stores, banks, churches, restaurants, streets, and park names, and other physical evidence, you can learn much about who lived there over time. Clues to the successive waves of immigrants are just waiting to be uncovered. You could find out who lived in your own neighborhood over the last 50 to 100 years. Take a pad and pencil and walk around several streets and main thoroughfares near your house. Look for the kinds of physical evidence you saw today. If you're feeling ambitious and creative, you could become a historical archaeologist and develop your own podcast or photo essay. You might even take your family and friends on a special trip into the past of your neighborhood. This ends the tour.